I'll let you know by the end of the week if that actually happens.
Is it a big one?
I don't, no, I don't think so. I'm cool with anything, though.
So I still have issues with this, by the way.
Why?
Well, last time I saw, so they put in a ton of fill right here.
Yeah.
Last time I saw, I haven't seen that it was removed.
It wasn't?
Last time I, it was just before I went out of the country, but it was early September, it was still there.
Okay.
So, and I don't know if Jim's been up there to check to see it's been removed. And also,
I conditioned that everything in your,
all this?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I did see it again, though, in September, I noticed they put their well in, wellhead in, and I think it needs to be checked to see if it's actually on their property, because it looks like it's either, it could be right here, it could be right here.
So it could
be. Or it could be right there on the corner.
In right away?
Yeah, and they don't want their wellhead.
Okay.
Right on the corner of the right away to begin with. I mean, I guess they could if they wanted. I mean, it doesn't, all, you know, it's just that our, the well protection area isn't going to be covered within the county, so. But I think they, oh, I printed that picture out and I left it on the printer. Because if you look at it, you can probably run up there real quick and grab it. You can't tell if it's on their property or on the right of way.
Okay.
Jim's out sick, so I couldn't ask him about the right of working right away permit to get all that material off the right away.
Having some kind of partay.
So I'm gonna wanna comment on all that stuff to make it part of the record, just because.
That's cool.
Because I know who did the work, and it ticks me off because he keeps doing work in the county right away without permits. Dickinson.
We haven't done a development agreement for a couple of weeks, so I've already forgot.
It's going to go in for final signing up.
So this is a recommendation?
Yeah, recommendation to the board. Glad I'm not the only one with a bad memory, Andy.
Is this the webinar, or is it in the chambers? Okay. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the, I'm going to figure out the date, October 2nd, 2019 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kottkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as a land use hearing examiner. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include variances and recommended decisions on development agreements. I consider any testimony presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials that are already on file in order to make my decision. The hearing process has certain rules, but I still try to conduct the meetings in a relaxed and informal manner based on the procedure we're going to follow. We'll obviously take each item separately, and for each item, staff will present their report to make whatever recommendations they wish to make. Then for the variance, the applicant will be given an opportunity to present testimony and evidence. The applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with all applicable laws and regulations. If somebody from the public came to testify, they'll be given an opportunity to present their testimony. And if there is testimony in opposition to the project, then I will give the applicant an opportunity to submit whatever rebuttal testimony they wish to make, because the applicant has the burden of proof. The applicant gets the last opportunity to submit testimony and evidence. If you're going to testify, I'll have you come up to this microphone here on the, to your left, and I'll have you state your name and address. If you're going to give evidence, I will swear you in as a witness. I ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the application that we're talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. And if you have anything in writing that you want to submit today, you may do so. I have the option following this hearing to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. There's an attendance roster up here near the entry of the hearing room. If you haven't signed in yet, please do so when you're going out. If you have a cell phone on you, please check it now and make sure that it's either off or in silent mode so as to stop the proceedings. And regarding the variance, except for the Schlein County Code provisions regarding request for reconsideration or request for reopening the hearing, my decision will be final and conclusive on the variance unless it is appealed. Appeals are by means of what's called a land use petition action, and they have to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of my decision, and if the appeal is not timely filed, the appeal will be barred. If you're considering an appeal of my decision, you should seek immediate legal advice. On the application for the development agreement, that's a recommendation. My decision is not subject to appeal. The final decision would come from. I've reviewed the items on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in any of the properties or the proposals to be heard today, and I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider each item on today's agenda. And outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, along with all the attachments to the staff reports, which included application materials, agency comments, public comments, noticing documents, SEPA documents, expert witness reports, other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire planning staff file, I've not had any communication regarding either of the items that are on today's agenda. So with those representations, if you do have an objection to me serving as the hearing examiner for either item, you need to come forward and state so at this time. All right, hearing none, we'll turn to the item, first item on today's agenda. This is an application, as I said, for a development agreement related to approved plat P 2019-02. This is a request to defer frontage improvements on Fairview Canyon Road in accordance with a proposed development agreement. I'm going to admit into the record for this hearing that proposed development agreement and my decision on P 2019-02 turn this matter over to Public Works for their presentation.
Andrew Bruner, Chelan County Public Works. This development agreement is to defer improvements on Fairview Canyon Road because we believe that it would actually be cost prohibitive when the county does, if the county does go to do a road improvement there. These improvements may hinder our project. And it would be a burden on the applicant to have them do these improvements only to have them torn out. So we have asked that they do the development agreement in lieu of improvements, and they would pay their proportionate share of whatever the cost along their frontage would be for those improvements.
All right. Is the applicant here on this one at all? No?
I don't see them.
Any public can talk about this? All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing. I've admitted some documents into the evidence, or into the record, and I'll have my recommendation in the next case. The next item on today's agenda is an application for a variance given application of the VAR 2019-006. This is an application to vary the setback from what's known as Echo Avenue from 55 feet from centerline to 35 feet, and to vary the setback from North Shore Drive from 55 feet to 41 feet for the construction of a single family residence and a garage on property located within County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. Now, for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report, all those attachments to the staff report, which included all of the application materials, all of the noticing documents that have come through, research reports, the agency comments that have come through, the public comments that have come through, noticing documents, I will admit all those items, and indeed I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference, and turn this matter over to Ms. Trother for the staff presentation.
Thank you. This is an application to vary the setback from Echo Avenue from 55 feet from centerline to 35 feet from centerline, and to vary the setback from North Shore Drive from 55 from centerline to 41 feet from centerline to construct a single-family residence and detached garage. The subject property is within the Rural Waterfront Zoning District and the Urban Shoreline Environmental Designation. Echo Avenue is an unopened right-of-way. Both Echo Avenue and North Shore Drive would be would require a front yard setback. The hardship of the applicant is a result of unique set of conditions based on double frontage and topography. Staff has reviewed the application material, agency comments for consistency with applicable codes and regulations, and recommends approval.
All right, and from what I understand, there will be no encroachment on the right-of-way, Echo Avenue right-of-way, is that correct?
Correct.
Bruno, you're here, so I might as well ask you a question on this one. Does the county have any plans within its forecast to, if you will, open up Echo Avenue as a public road down to the, or to improve Echo Avenue for a public road down to the water?
No. Yes.
Sir, could you state your name and spell your last for the record and then provide me the name?
Ryan Walker, WALKER, 151 South Worthen Street, Suite 101, Wenatchee.
All right, Mr. Walker, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm or depend on the perjury that any testimony you give to me will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much. Mr. Walker, are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owners and applicants today?
Yes, I am.
All right, Mr. Walker, what would you like to tell me about this project?
Well, as fully described in the application and the staff report, the property is not practically buildable without the approval of the variance based on the setbacks from both North Shore Drive and the unopened Echo Avenue. So the variance is absolutely necessary to be able to build any residential structures on this property. Also, so you know, there's discussion in the staff report of the fill material placed in Echo Avenue and North Shore Drive that occurred inadvertently by the well driller, Tumwater Drilling, making a pad to drill the well. After the applicant was notified of that, we obtained a right-of-way permit from Chelan County Public Works and have paid a $1,200 bond for the removal of that material. And that will occur shortly. I don't believe it has happened yet. I haven't been out there to verify that, but Dickinson Construction has been hired to remove that material and the area will be restored. And then ultimately with the future development of the property, they'll obtain a driveway permit and a driveway will be built near the area of the fill, although none of that will be in Echo Avenue. All of the fill comes out of Echo Avenue, and that will be as it was before the dirt ended up there. We have read the staff report and all the conditions of approval. We agree with those. I'd like to ask for one amendment to number 10 regarding cultural resources. We do agree with submitting the inadvertent discovery plan, but it asks for the Colville Tribe and Department of Archaeology and Historic Preservation to be contacted prior to ground disturbing, and that I don't see them asking for that in any of the comment letters. They do ask for the inadvertent discovery plan, and certainly are glad to do that. And there is an example one attached, but that is the only change I'd request. And otherwise, would like to answer any questions you have.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I reviewed everything several times. I have questions.
Thanks.
I'll turn this matter as promised over to the public. Any member of the public come to testify on this matter?
I don't know if I have a testimony, but I have some questions.
So this is the time for providing evidence as to why the project does or does not comply with rules and regulations. If you have questions, staff, or I'm sure Mr. Walker will be able to answer this for you after we complete this. Do you have any testimony you want to provide today? Mm-hmm. All right. Is there anything for staff?
Do you have any?
It's not really germane to the approval of the variance. It's more of the work that was done without permitting and stuff like that. So that'll be have to be handled after fact. So we have no issue with the variance setback, but we do have issue with the work that was done and the placement of the wellhead. I'd want to see, it appears it's extremely close to the property line, if not on county right away, and I'd like a survey showing where that is in the real world. So
that's something that you can demand on your own, or do you need that as a condition of this permit?
I don't because it was recently placed, I believe, and because of the work, I believe we can in it. There's no actual survey stake. There's a stake out there, but I don't believe it was set by a surveyor. So because it's so close, I believe we can ask them. It appears that they have a nuisance or that possibly could be affecting the county right away. So I'll go through that. I've asked my staff to already contact them, and I don't know if that happened while I was away.
Thank you very much. Mr. Arthur, anything else from you?
No, sir.
All right, then, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing. I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days, and there are no other items on today's agenda, so I'm going to adjourn this October 2nd, 2019 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner, and thank you all for coming. This meeting is adjourned.
Do you have questions? Mm-hmm. Hit me.